Vayetze Yaakov Be'er-Shova Vayelech Harana. Yaakov left from Be'er-Shova and he went to Haran. The Parshas told us, it concludes with Yitzchak and Rivka telling Yaakov to go to Paddan Aram to take a wife. Rivka told him to run away from here because Esav wants to kill him. And Yitzchak told him to go to Haran to take from the Bnei Slavon as a wife. And our parasha starts with the Yitzhak of Yaakov Ladarki. Poshdev Shad, if you learn the Poshdev, Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Shova, Vayelei Charona, he left Be'er Shova and he went to Chora. But there's an Esnachta in the middle of the Poshdev. It says, Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Shova, Esnachta. And then Vayelei Charona. I says there was a Hefsik in between. And like Chazal say, that he didn't go straight to Chora. He first went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, and then afterwards, being there for 14 years, then afterwards he went to Choron. So in other words, the way the Pasuk has to be read is Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Shova. And wherever he was there for 14 years. And after that, Vayelech Choron. It's two different things. There's a hefsek in between. So the question is, if Yaakov Avinu was told by his parents to go to Choron, first of all, it's kibud of aim. There's a mitzvah, his reason, magdim and lemitzvah. He should go as quickly as possible. Because all of a sudden, he stops in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. Also, he was already 63 years old. So it was time to find the shidduch. So again, his reason, magdim and lemitzvah. Why does he stop off in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever to sit and learn for 14 years? So Rav Avigdor Miller says the following. Rav Avigdor Miller says that the sixth bracha that's made under the chuppah is Sameach Tesamach Reim Ahuvim Kisamecha Cho Yitzircha B'Gan Eden Mikedem. Now what does that mean? Kisamecha Cho Yitzircha B'Gan Eden Mikedem. He says the tachlis of a chosam and kal of an ish v'isha that are building a home, the tachlis is that they should aspire to gain shleimus like Adam and Chava gained in Gan Eden. That was the epitome of shleimus. So the tachlis is to build a mishpacha to gain shleimus. Shleimus in nidus, shleimus in the ways of going in the footsteps of Hashem. So, and that has to be the plan of every couple that starts out. When Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Yitzchak and Rivka, he was kind of the nidus of Yerushamayim from Yitzchak and from Rivka of the highest caliber. Previously, he had learned the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem from Avraham Avinu. He was mamrish, he was soaking in shleimus. All of a sudden, that striving for shleimus was cut short because he has to run away. So Yaakov Avinu knows that he has to build a home, and in that home, the tachlis is shleimus, but he felt that he was incomplete. Until now, he's gaining from Yitzchak, and before that, from Avraham, and all of a sudden, he doesn't have that anymore. So in order to be mamal of that shleimus, he went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber was in Yerushalayim. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Sholem is a chelik of the word Yerushalayim. So he went to Yerushalayim, and there he was kind of his shleimus. He brings down from his Rebbe, Rav Isaac Sher, that if a person, we have no musig what the home of the Avos HaKadosh was like. But if we want to imagine it a little bit, it was a Beis HaMikdash. It was literally a Beis HaMikdash. So when Yaakov Avinu lived with Yitzchak and Rivka, he was living in a Beis HaMikdash. Same thing with Avraham Avinu's house. It says that all of the simonim of the Beis HaMikdash were in the tents of the Imois, the Ner Doilet that never got extinguished, and the Bracha Mitzuya Be'isa, and there was an Onan on top of the royal. That's because their house was like a Beis HaMikdash. So if Yaakov Avinu found himself in a Beis HaMikdash to be kind of shleimus, and all of a sudden it was cut short, he had to be mamal of that. So for that, he went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. On the Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shova, Rashi brings down the famous Chazal. It didn't have to say Vayetze. He could have just said Vayelech Yaakov Charona. We knew that he was in Be'er Shova originally. So Chazal say, Malami she Yitzias Tzadik Men Amokim Lo Yisiraishim. When a Tzadik leaves a Mokim, it leaves a void and it leaves an imprint on the people. He's the Hoid, he is the Ziv, he is the Hodar. And if he leaves, the light, the hoid leaves, the shine leaves, and the beauty leaves. So Cleoker asks the question, is this the first time that in the Torah that a tzaddik left a makim, Avraham Avinu left his makim, and Yitzchak Avinu left his makim? So Vasav is the Torah tells us this by Yankov Avinu. Why Dafke by Yankov Avinu? So Cleoker says two words. One teretz he says is, that when Avraham Avinu left his makim, Avraham Avinu left, there was no chiddush that you'd see a tzaddik when a makim Yisroishim, because he did not leave anybody behind. Same thing, if Yitzchak left his makim, he also did not leave anybody behind of his caliber. But when Yaakov Avinu left, he left behind the Yitzchak and a Rivka. So one would think, notes, it's not the worst thing in the world. Afal pi kein, you'd see a tzaddik when a makim Yisroishim. Every single tzaddik counts, and every single tzaddik brings his egin to kedusha, his egin to sort of avodah. You see a tzaddik and a makom oisiration. The idach yisur kliyoka says another teretz that when Avraham Avinu left his makom, all of the people that followed him came with him. The nefesh hasha'osu b'chara, and whoever was with him, they came with him. So nobody was left behind to appreciate his kedusha. There were rishon that were left behind. So on them ataka didn't make a rishon. Same thing with Yitzchak. Yitzchak had his entourage that he was Makarev. So there also, there was nobody left behind for it to fill a void. Of Yaakov Avinu left to find behind his Mishpacha, and there were people there that appreciated his godless. So there you see a tzaddik man, a makom Yisroishim. I was thinking, according to what Rav Avigdor Miller said, could be there's another chiddush here. So because when Yaakov Avinu left, he wasn't yet in his full matzav of shleimus, adarav. That's why he had to go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. When Avraham Avinu left, he already was in the Kibshana Eish. He was already, you know, well-known. He was already Mekarev the Nefesh, Hasha'osu B'choran. Yitzchak Avinu also, when he left his makom, he was already in Oyla Tamima. But Yaakov Avinu was still in the building process. Afal Pikein, the Torah tells us a chiddush, Yitzias Tzadik Men HaMakim Oysiroish. There's a medrash at the beginning of this week's parish, a medrash rabba, that says the following. Rav Shmuel ber Nachman Posach, Shir Lamalis, Shir of the Ascension, steps, Esra Enei Elohorim, I lift up my eyes to the mountains, L'malfeinu L'mavdeini, to teach and to guide me. Me'ayin Yovei Ezri, where's my help going to come from? What am I going to do? I have no Yeshua. Eliezer, at the time that he went to bring Rivka back to Yitzchak, what does it say? Vayikacha Eved, he took with him, he took Nezem, he took gold, he took Kola, Tuv Avod, Adon Yodai. He had a star of all the riches. Vani, loy Nezem Echad, I don't have one nose ring, loy Tzomid, I have no bracelets. Eliphaz took everything. So what do I do? Me ayin yovei Ezri. Chozer v'omar, ma, ani moiker savri min bairi. I'm going to give up my hope on my creator. El Ezri miyim Hashem. My Azor will come from Hashem. My salvation will come from Hashem. So the Dubna Magid asks a question. Taki at the end, Yaakov's conclusion was, Ezri miyim Hashem, I'm son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aber it's mashma, that he had a havamina, you know, what am I going to do? Vaistois in the havamina, he was giving up hope. L'chayra had to pass for the mufcher sheba avos, whose face is etched under the kisei hakovid, that he should even have a moment's lapse. You know, if on the Brisker Rov with the whole Brisker dynasty, they say that they mamish, they had the Kabbalah from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, ein oid milvadai, ein oid milvadai. So Yaakov Avinu, the mufcher sheba avos, there was a havamina by him. What am I going to do? I don't have a nose ring. I don't have a bracelet. What's the pshat? It's up to Dubna Magid. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two ways of handling with people. There's Derech HaTeva and there's Derech Neis. Derech HaTeva is compared to a father that gives his son the ability to start a business, to take care of himself. He puts it in his kaychas. And he expects the son to do it on his own. And that's Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put natural koiches. He gives it over to a Ben Adam. And through natural koiches, he should be able to be Matzliach. When do Nisim set in? That's only if it already appears that B'derech HaTeva, he's lost any of the koiches. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps b'derech neis. B'derech klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like to change the teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in an oifen where everything is hid. If push comes to shove and it reaches a point where the son doesn't have anything, so then the father takes him in and he's saying b'chal shulchan oven. That's the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Zokta Dubna Magid, that Zichri Yaakov Avinu did not for one second question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to help him. But he was questioning, is he going to be zeichet to nisim? He knew that he could only be zeichet to a neis if b'derech hatev it's impossible. So he said, may I yovel Yezri? B'derech hatev it's not shayich. I have nothing left. El Yezri had things to take him with. I have nothing left. Behechruch, it's going to have to be Ezri meyim Hashem oisa shemayim ba'oritz. So when Yaakov Avinu said, may I yovel Yezri, he wasn't the pshat, he was questioning, oi, I'm going to be miyayish finished. No, lehepach. He was cheshbening, is he in a match where he could be zeichet to a nes? He said, "B'derech hatev, it's not shaykh, miyayin yo v'yesri, I don't have what to help myself with. Oy vazoy, it's behechruch that right now in a matziv of Ezri miyim Hashem, oysi shemayim v'aretz." That's the way the Dubna Magid learns pshat in this medrash. Vayivga ba'mokin, and he encountered the place, Chazal say the Yaakov Avinu was misakin tfilas ma'ariv. It's a davar yodua that Ma'ariv, Tfilas Ma'ariv, is keneged the Eivorim and Pdorim that they brought on the Mizbeach. That was burnt at night on the Mizbeach. It burnt the whole night. So Ma'ariv, Tfilas Ma'ariv, is keneged the Eivorim and Pdorim, the guf, the body of the animal. So there's two ways of understanding that. Number one, it's a davar yodua, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Ma'ariv is the Tfilah of Golus. Tefillah of Golus is dark, it's at night, our neshamas are not with us, our kavanas are not with us, unfortunately, when there's menuchas ha-nefesh, we're able to focus our minds, our hearts, totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But unfortunately in Golus, where there's so many tzaris, and there's so many tirdis, and there's such a rush of life, it's very hard to get the neshama into it. Afal Pikin Yaakov Avinu was misakin, that the Bdorim and the Evorim, if they praise Hashem, that's also considered a tefillah. That doesn't mean to say, Chas v'Shalom, that we should settle on not having kavanah. But what it means to say is, the Golus says, Azamin Matzah, where the kavanahs can't be with us. And the Sforim speak out, Vayivga Bamokin. It doesn't say Vayispala. Vayispala is mashmal loshon of Hachone, with kavanah, he was mispala. Vayivga means a sudden encounter. That is the Metzius in Golus. In Golus, it's very difficult for a person to be making himself the way it should be and to have his focus the way it should be. So over there, his tefillah is b'chinas evorim u'gdorim. He's doing it with the guf, even though his nefesh is not totally with him. Hadam hu ha-nefesh, that's the kapara of the carbon. But it's also shayach and avoid al yidei the guf, and that's what Yaakov Avinu was misakin in tefillah's ma'ariv. The Avnei Nezer says a different word. The Avnei Nezer says, why dafki Yaakov Avinu was misakin the avoid of Eivorim and Bedorim? Because Yaakov Avinu reached the Madrega where his guf was just as kodesh as his neshama. That's why he's the mufrish of Avais. The Gemara says in Masechtas Baba Metzia, Shufri the Yaakov Avinu may ain Shufri the Adam Harishan. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu is may ain the beauty of Adam Harishan. So if Tzadik HaKoyin says that Yaakov Avinu reached the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kaidim HaChet. That's what the pshat is. He reached his beauty. Now we know that Adam HaRishon Kaidim HaChet, Sai his guf and Sai his neshama was kodesh. The Yetzirah had no taruvis in there whatsoever. It's only after the chet of the Eitz Hadas that the guf became something of the outside. It became epis molei taiva, and the Yetzirah settled in the guf. And it was separated from the neshama. Oh, but before the chet, the guf and the neshama were both together. They were both kodesh. So Yaakov Avinu that reached that madrega of Adam HaRishon Kaidim HaChet, and that means that the guf was kodesh like the neshama, is bedavki he that's misakin the eivorim and the bedorim. It's not only the damhu hanefesh that is a chelik of the avoida, but the eivorim and the bedorim, that's the guf habehema, keneged the guf Adam, that also becomes the chelik of the avoida. Those are the Avnei Nezer. And it was in the morning, and behold, that this was Leah. From the moment the Yaakov Avinu was makabel the brachas, the Nisyonis started with him. From the moment he started. First of all, right away after the brachas, he has to run away. Esav is out to kill him. Then he has the tzara of Lava. And he has the tzara of Dina. And he has the tzara of Yosef. Until the last 17 years of his life, when it says, Vayichi Yankiv, that he mamish had a mamish atchias hanefesh, until then he was totally tzaras. So, Frektus Vasemis on last week's parasha, what's the pshat? You would think that getting the brachas would be a good thing for him. And you find that right after the brachas, that's when all the tzaras start. What's the pshat? The Svasemis also asks two other questions. Another question is, we have a klal that a person, you cannot take away from your friend, what's muchen for your friend, you cannot take away even a hair's breadth. So how's the shayach that Esav lost the bechayra to Yaakov? Right? Sounds like Yaakov took away the brachas from Esav. If Takia was destined for Esav, what's the pshat? How's the shayach for Yaakov to take it away? And furthermore, why did Yitzchak want to give the brachas to Esav? Like, Yitzchak didn't know that Esav is not going to be a Rosh Yeshiva. Like, well, what's the pshat? He knew that Esav was out in the field. So why did he want to give the brachas to him? So the Svasana says that there's two different kinds of avodas Hashem. There's the avodah of Sur Meira, and there's the avodah of Asei Toiv. Asei Toiv, there are people that have a natural inclination for Toiv. They sit in the Beis Medrash, and they sit in their Oyvid Hashem, and they're Oyla Maile after Maile after Maile. That's one person's Avodah. There's other person, people that are given the Avodah of Sur Meira, they have a bigger Yetzirah, they have to fight against Matzavim that the Yetzirah puts in them, they have more Nisyonis, but that's their Avodah. Right? And it may very well be they're never going to be big Rosh Yeshivas, but they could accomplish with their Sur Meira, if that's the chelik of the Avodah, what the other person's being accomplishing with Asei Toiv. So Zoktas Vasemis, Yitzchak and Rivka were blessed with children with two different purposes in life. Esav, he had to go the derech of Sur Meira and conquer over his titles. That was his Avodah. Yaakov Avinu was the Ishtam Yoshev Eholim. His Avodah was to go me Madrega the Madrega. That is exactly why Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav. He's Yaakov Avinu. He doesn't need the brachas. He's not going to come up with the same shverikaitin, with the same nisyonis that Esav is going to come up with. But Esav that has to face the Yetzirah, and he has to face the shverikaitin that life has to throw at him, is Bedavka Esav that needs the bracha. And that's the way it should have been. When Yaakov Avinu saw that Esav is not being mekayim the Sur Meira, Lehepach, he's giving in to his Yetzirah. Yetzirah is conquering over him totally. He saw that the world is going to be left without the Avodah of Sur Meira. So Behechrach, he had to take that over. He had to take over the responsibilities of Esav. And if he takes over the responsibilities of Esav, Memele, he also needs the brachas that are given, are supposed to be given to Esav, in order to be able to conquer over the Sur Meira. So it's not the pshat that Yaakov Avinu took the brachas away. The brachas were given for the one that's going to do the Sur Meira. And since Esav was not being Isaac in that Avodah, he forfeited the brachas that go with the Sur Meira, and therefore they went over to Yaakov. And this is why, right after the brachas, is when the tzaras start from Yaakov. Because that's when the Avodah of Esav starts. The Avodah of Esav is Sur Meira, to fight against Be'er, to fight against the situations of Nisayim that come to you. So when Yaakov Avinu took over the brachas, now he was ready to be able to fight against that Sur Meira. Also interesting, Zoktas Vasemis, that Leah, who was originally destined to be the shidduch for Esav, she obviously was supposed to compliment him in his avodah of Sur Meira, but Hayos Esav wasn't mekayim that, so Memela Leah had to go over to Yaakov and compliment him on his avodah of Sur Meira. I saw in the Sefer, it's brought down, one of the recent svarim from Rav Goel Al-Karim Shliti, he's one of the big darshanim in Eretz Yisrael today. Very, very choshev darshan. She says, if you look at the shvatim that came from Leah, they all had their hardships. Reuven lost the bechayra. He was icy. Vayishkav is Billy, even though it's not literal, but he had his nesayin over there. Shimon v'Levi, Achim, Klei Chomis, Mechayra Yisayim. They became aniyim. And Yehuda, he was chayte with Tamar, wasn't the chayte mamish, right? Over there was some sort of a chayte over there. So you see, Adrav, you see that the Bnei Leah, they came in contact. Yosef and Binyamin, right? Yosef is called the Nazir Echav, the Mufrish from all the brothers. Binyamin came from Rachel. He had the Beis Hamikdash built in his chaylik. So you see, there is some sort of a diversion of the Avoidus, that some were Surmei Ra and some were Asei Toiv, and this all fits in with what the Sfasana says, a Gevaldige Mahalach here in the Brachas. Vayhi Baboiker Vihinehi Leia. The Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis says, Aval Belaila Loi Haysa Leia. But at night, it wasn't Leia. What does that mean? She posed as Rachel, because Rachel gave her over the Siman. Yaakov Avinu was afraid that Lavan would pull a fast one on him. So Yaakov gave Simanim, and Rachel did not want her sister to be embarrassed, so she gave over the Simanim to Leah, an unbelievable Mesiris Nefesh on her part. She had no idea she's going to end up marrying Yaakov afterwards. So she gave over this position of being the wife of the Kodesh Yaakov to Leah, can I not to embarrass her? So the Gemara says over there in Megillah, Omer of Elazar, Maidich Siv, Lo Yigram Yitzadik Einav, Hashem does not take his eyes off of the Tzadik. When the Tzadik does a mitzvah, a good deed, Hashem keeps his eyes on him. Even many years later, he'll pay him back for that. B'schar Tznius, Shehoysa B'Birachu, because Rachel had Tznius, Zoch Tzav Yotzam Yimenu Shol. Shol HaMelech came from her. What was the tznius of Shaul? When he first became the king, he didn't tell it to anybody, he kept it a secret. What was the tznius of Rachel Imenu over here? Mesiris Nefesh? Gevaldik. Tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. Unbelievable. Over, where do you see an Indian of tznius over here? Where does tznius fit in? So he says that the Mesira of the Simon would not have helped if Rachel would not have been a Tznua. From the minig of a woman, that especially if she's in Meshudechas to her chasn, she doesn't hide herself from her chasn. She doesn't hide herself from those that she loves. And Kolshkein Rachel, she already met Yaakov. She knew that she was destined for Yaakov. He saw her and he spoke to her. So she shouldn't have hid from him. But because of her tznius, he did not see her even once after he spoke to her the first time. Had he yes seen her, then he easily could have told the difference between Rachel and Leah, and they wouldn't have been able to fool him. Right? The only reason why they were able to fool him was because Rachel, after she saw him that first time, she remained hidden. Undoubtedly, Yaakov Avinu had to go back to the house of love and to speak with him, whatever. Not a sign of Rachel Imenu. So the fact that this trick with the Simanim worked, that's a testimony to the tznius of Rachel. The Yaakov Avinu didn't know clearly the difference between them, because he didn't see Rachel very often, and the Mela, they were able to pull this trick off of him. It only could come through the tznius of Rachel. I saw a gewaldige pshat from Ravaran Karlina. Says, Yaakov Avinu took from the stones of the Mokim and he placed it by his head. Why does the Torah have to say, and does the Hav mean it to say he took stones from a different place? It should have said he took stones and he put it by his head. What's the nekuda over here? Vayikach me'avne hamokim. So Rav Aaron Karlina says, says a pshat like this. It says, V'yahavtes Hashem aleikecha, v'chol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol miyoydecha. So Rashi says, v'chol levavecha, shelo yeh libcha cholok al hamakim. Your heart should not argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, your heart shouldn't argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is there a havamina that a person could argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, a lot of times people say, you know, if only I would have done this, if I would have learned in this other yeshiva, would have been much better. If I would have davened in this other shul, my davening would have been better. If I would have been in a different family, I would have been a totally different person. If I only, if I only, if I only. And the answer is, that's a big mistake. if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in this yeshiva, and he put you in this Beis HaKnesses, and he put you in this family, and he put you in this financial bracket, that is the sign that this was meant totally for you. Shelo yei libcha cholak al hamakom. Don't start giving eitzes. Hashem would have done this for me. Then things would have been totally different. No. You have to be makabel on yourself. You have to have total amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you. This is best for you. He says, that's the pshat over here by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had Gan Eden. Mamash had Gan Eden. He's sitting by Yitzchak and Rivka. He's sapping in the Kedusha. He's steiging. He's growing. All of a sudden, he has to run away. And where does he have to run away to? Not to another place that has a Beis Medrash. To Choron, the place of Lovan. Lovan, the king of Ramoyim. The Avi Avos HaTumah. An Ayver Avoy Dezora, a Mechashev. This is where he has to go to. He could have climbed. He said, Rabbi Nishal, I protest. What kind of business is this? I was in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm learning from Luchas HaNefesh. What are you doing to me? Yaakov Avinu did none of that. He was Mekabel all of it. Vayikach me'avne hamokim, the place where you are right now. He took from that. Vayosmer HaShoysev, he put it into his brain. If this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, and this is where I'm going to meet my shleimus. Person should not think I would have met my shleimus someplace else. May avne hamokim, from the stones of this place, the place where I'm in right now, by Yosemar HaShoysev, he placed it into his brain, and he internalized it, that this for me is the best thing. Chofetz Chaim says a similar word by Moshe Rabbeinu when he was by Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shalni Alechem Yal Raglecha, people think, you know, yeah, someplace else, that's the best place. No, no, no. Where you are right now, in this matzah, in this situation, with this nesayin, this is the Admas Kodesh for you. So that's why Yikach Me'avne HaMokayim. This was the mocking best, the Yaakov Avinu. A good Shabbos, everybody. Oh, yeah.